Urban farming is becoming more popular across Columbus and around the country. More entrepreneurs see this as a business opportunity. I'm at Harriet Gardens on Columbus's south side, where a former vacant lot has bloomed into row upon row of vegetables. It's created by a graduate of the Master Urban Farm Program of the Ohio State University College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Sciences, and it wants more urban farmers. With me to talk about that is Mike Hogan, who works in the college's extension office. So thanks for joining me, Mike.
Glad to be here.
How fast is urban farming growing?
It was a little slow to take off in Columbus, and there's some really good reasons for that. Urban farming has been expanding in urban areas throughout the country. Really grew really fast in most of what we call the post-industrial cities, when we think about the Clevelands, Detroits of the world. And so it's been a little slower to develop here in Columbus. We certainly don't have the amount of vacant land. We have much higher land values in our urban areas.
How many urban farmers do you think there are in Columbus?
So there's about 30 right now that we know of, and they obviously come and go, and those are all different sizes. But just about 4 years ago, we only had about four or five very active urban farms in the city. So it's really started to take off in Columbus.
How difficult is it to make this into a business?
A farmer is like any small business owner. Scaling up brings lots of challenges. Sometimes it's hard to, at the size that urban farmers have to be profitable. And so the trick there is to identify niche products that are more high value. But I think as the number of urban farms increases, you know, the infrastructure increases. It's a whole lot easier for small producers to band together and maybe buy supplies together. It's easier for service people to service and sell to a larger industry. So I think growing is a good thing.
So are these mostly vacant lots then?
Yeah, we have a really nice mix in Columbus. A lot of vacant lots, a lot of what we call land bank lots, that were previous residential lots that were in foreclosure and end up either in the city land bank or the county land bank, and urban farmers rent them to grow. We have a lot of farmers who are actually growing on their own land in their backyards. We have urban farms as small as 1/10 of an acre here in Columbus, and our largest ones are a little bit more than 3 acres. Owning the land isn't a requisite for farming.
How big is this farm right here?
So this farm here, I think, is about a half of an acre.
And it looks like about half or so is planted.
He's not planting this area this year, and so he's just keeping the weeds down for next year. He's actually expanding. He's adding a hoop house, which is a season extension structure. It's like a greenhouse, but it helps with our farming season in Ohio. People can get started earlier. People can grow stuff later in the season. And basically, you can farm about 10 or 11 months of the year by using a hoop house.
This is a business for this farmer.
It is. And there are several business models for urban farming in the city. Some people do it as their primary source of income. We have full-time urban farmers in Columbus that's what they do. They started out part-time. Maybe a lot of them start out even as a hobby or as a garden in their backyard. We have urban farmers that have transitioned, are now full-time farmers. That's their profession. And they actually hire people, too. Yet we also have a lot of people, just like more conventional farmers, that it's a second income. And for some, it's a hobby. And then we have a lot of farmers that you know, do it as a social mission. They are trying to meet food security needs. And so we have a lot of what I would call nonprofit urban farms in Columbus that are designed solely to address food insecurity in many of our neighborhoods.
What's the balance, do you think, between for-profit and nonprofit farms, urban farms?
You know, I'd say probably being generous, 25% for-profit and the rest nonprofit.
What are the challenges of urban farming?
Some of the barriers to urban farming, including zoning, there are some very specific, you know, land use rules and regulations we have in urban areas that farmers run into. Water is an issue. Most farmers, that's one of urban farmers, that's one of the larger costs they have is municipal water, so that's a barrier. Land tenure is an issue. Most farmers don't own the land they're on, and so it's hard when they want to make improvements, whether it's adding a hoop house or spending several thousand dollars to add soil or soil amendments, not knowing that they actually are going to be on that land next year or 2 years from now.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Mike Hogan with the Ohio State University Extension Office about urban farms and how some growers are able to support themselves with the farms and also help those in need to get fresh produce. Thank you.
Thank you.